Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of TFG Radio. As you can see or can't see, we're not physically on. We're trying out a new way to hopefully have our sound quality better. So tonight we have myself, as always. John is back with us. Danny is back with us, literally at this moment.
Yeah, well, even despite being hardwired in, my net still dropped like a mofo. Look at that.
That's silly.
Mm-hmm. And we have Tom.
Hello!
Tom's back with us. Yes. So, it's been a fairly busy couple of weeks.
Yes.
Nah, nothing important's happened. What are you talking about?
First off, I'd like to just...
Have there been like a lot of events or something? Did I miss anything?
It's not even counting events. I don't even know anymore. If it's not happening in California, I don't pay attention. Oh. I'm too busy watering my roof, so my house doesn't burn down.
Huh?
You've never seen people do that?
I did it to my parents before.
Yeah, my brother did it for his place when the fires got too close. Luckily, I'm not. Well, I'm close, but not as close as some of our team members. But. Just a quick note that our sponsors today is Shark Tank, brought to you by HammerheadGames.net. Tony with the fine products that he provides. Even if you're not in the Sacramento area, you just go to his Facebook page for Shark Tank.
You know what we gotta do? Need to just record.
Stop interrupting.
No, listen. I'm only interrupting your abject failures
every time.
At this.
Every
time you botch. The advertiser's portion.
Yeah, because someone interrupts.
No, because you're doing a bad job.
No, it's because someone interrupts.
Both.
So you need to, like, read a script to re-record it.
So, see, now you made me lose my train of thought.
HammerSharkGames.net isn't a thing.
Yeah, no, it's HammerHeadGames.net.
I know, but you started to say HammerShark.
This from the guy that always said .com for 6 months.
It doesn't matter. At least I had the actual name right.
No, you didn't. Because you always said .com, it's .net.
Whatever.
If you
should have bought both addresses.
I told you every time. If you go to Shark Tank on Facebook, he does have consignments. He does ship. I just bought something from him and just got it today.
Oh, was it the Dark Angel Army?
No, it was the Chaos stuff.
Don't lie. So it was Dark Angel Army.
It was the other chaos stuff.
Look, by doing this, I'm just extending the amount of time we're talking about it and giving him more love. Okay? I'm doing my part.
Sure.
Chris.
Sure, he appreciates it. Any publicity is good publicity,
he
right?
He just said I love all of you.
See? There you go.
He loves me more.
And by you, he means me.
No, he loves me more because I've actually spent money. A lot of money.
I mean, that's fair. Ooh. I don't spend a lot of money.
And then our other sponsor.
I wanted to order today. I was like, oh man, it's like $11. I don't think I'm going to order that.
the other sponsor we have is Gameology Pasadena. There is a new store in the Pasadena area, and they're actually providing the prize for the new contest. They're providing the Necron Codex and the Space Marine Codex when it releases. Ooh. And we'll talk more about that at the further along in the episode.
No.
Yes, because there is a contest involved, and it involves John. It's because everyone loves John, right?
I mean, yes.
About as much as I have love making fun of John.
That's why we love him, right?
Just think of it this way, John. You're bringing joy to a terrible, terrible year. And you should be proud of that contribution to the society.
That's true. Hey, you know what? I'm always proud of my contributions to society.
Oh, jeez. I'm assuming you mean your kids.
we can go to that.
I like how we waffled on that one. Like, ooh, that's going a little far. I don't know.
That's why I said assume. So one of the big news we have is the announcement of more codexes. We already know the Space Marine and Necron Codex is coming out in October. During the preview, along with the new units, they announced four new codexes. John, what are the one of the codexes that's coming out?
Space
I know you'll
Wolf.
Be happy about that.
Space Wolves.
You howl or something, isn't that?
I can't howl. I can't howl.
I will actually
I'm the guy who has the decent voice for this, but I'm not the guy who can do voices. We stop. I can't howl.
I will actually vote you off the show by hell or high hour if you howl.
I can't, so it doesn't matter. Wow. I can't do that, and I'm never going to wog.
Good man. Oh my god. Don't get me started about that.
I'm also never going to talk in orc speak. So if you're one of those people who thinks talking in orc speak is cool, you should go read Adam's article.
Because they have, according to the responses. Apparently I don't like fun. That's why I'm a judge.
We're 40K players. When have we ever said we like fun? We literally have a hobby where part of the hobby is just argue with people about the rules.
True. Yeah.
There's a whole Facebook about that.
There's even a rule about that, and we ignore that rule.
That's the only thing we can agree on, is that rule is dumb.
Settle things in a manner of a dice roll-off? Who the hell are you?
Oh, again, I feel like my thoughts on that are clear. It's just a tacit acceptance of we don't actually fully 100% understand the interactions in this game, and so there's going to be blind spots, so here's a mechanism to fix that, because we probably fucking won't.
Yes. It is an admission of fault.
So, we have Space Wolves, Blood Angels, Death Watch, and Death Guard.
Oh, one of these things is not like
not in here. Yeah. What the fuck?
Why they got a shoehorn Death Guard in there?
I don't know. It's the word death in there, so I mean.
Why do they got to do my boy Mortarion like that?
Maybe I'll
there has been some gnashing of teeth as a result.
Why?
Because it's more Space Marines.
To which I say, just be happy they're getting it over with.
Have any of these people read the fluff?
No.
Or, have any of them ever read a 40K novel?
No.
How about the only books from the Black Library that have ever made it onto the New York Times bestseller list? Do you know what they're about?
Space Tyranids. Marines.
They're all about Space Marines.
I was going to say Sanguinous, but, you know.
No, the first one to do was Fulgrim.
I know. Oh, my God, I love that novel.
Right.
Oh, it's such a good book.
So, come on. Of course, they're going to have lots of Space Marine stuff, because that's what sells and what people like, and how they get introduced to the damn game through the fluff.
Yeah. That's more or less how I got in, was looking at the box art for the Epic, and it was a box of Space Marines.
Yep, Black Templar's got me, and Dark Angels, ironically.
Sir, there's 3% of our consumer base asking we make the color green, which doesn't sell. Should we do it? No?
Well, it depends. Basically. Is it the kind of color green that was toxic for a while? The Paris green? Supposedly killed Napoleon?
Oh, yeah.
Because we should make a lot of that and then paint certain people's rooms in it.
Wow. And here you are, Mr. President.
Okay.
Whoa. Jesus. I didn't say
Jesus.
That. Jesus. Not at all.
Sorry, getting on a
walk. I was thinking more like some people on my friends list on Facebook.
Oh my god, I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
You're
I'm thankful.
About personal murder, not political murder.
Yeah, come on, man.
Thank God these aren't separate tracks.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. I love you, Zanzard.
According to GW, all the books will be out. All these four other books will be out before the end of the year.
But what does that mean? Why can't they just give us dates?
I
want to know when I get to buy my Whirlwind Flamer Fortress drop pod.
Oh my god.
Probably in October. October 31st.
I want it. I don't care what anybody says. I want a drop pod that comes in and it's a Whirlwind top with flamers all over it. And I want it to be armor 14. You know why? Because screw everybody, that's why.
Because you want to play 7th edition?
Yes. I want to play 7th edition, armor 14. I want them to have actual rules for what that means, but only for that unit.
Funny.
Because if you're going to release core as some random ass thing afterwards, you can put armor values back in randomly too.
Fair.
That brings us to the next topic.
Yeah, see, I set you up for that.
We call it transition.
Mainly because we had to.
I have to point out from now on when I do that because I'm underappreciated on this show, okay?
Oh my god, really? Is that the
word? Wow. We're going to... Wow.
Look, Adam asked if I was available for tonight, and I said yes.
I did ask, but I asked everybody, not just you.
You guys have a side chat without me, I know.
We don't have enough.
We have a side chat without Tom.
Yeah, we do.
That's true.
That.
But then we used it.
I'm not surprised by that in the slightest.
I think we used it because you asked us to come to your birthday thing, and then we were like, has he told us where it is yet? And we didn't want to ask in the chat. It was his wife.
His wife asked us because it was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, that's right. It was your wife that's why we
had to catch up. At first, I had to ask, who is this woman? Then, that's right. I'm not going to lie. Sorry, Tom. Don't tell her I said that.
I think at that point, I wasn't even friends with her on Facebook.
I'm still not.
That's just rude. You went to a party with her. Come on.
I'm not going to friend everybody I go to a party with.
No, it's the gentleman's Facebook rule of thumb. Never friend someone's wife. Wait till they friend you. That's how it works.
Yeah.
I broke that rule, so.
Now you know who to watch out for.
She probably blocked me after seeing some of my posts.
That's mainly why I didn't do it.
I'm like,
this is why I just don't post.
But so in addition, a few days later, the GW introduced a few things. They introduced what some of the new rules are for the weapons. Things like the flamer, getting an extra range.
12-inch flamers.
12-inch flamers. For all your salamander needs.
They were very popular at the YMCAs in the 1970s.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear Adam make that noise at somebody other than me.
I didn't think you guys heard that. But again,
we can actually hear you.
I'm glad
we can actually hear Adam's reactions to things.
I'm glad we're on separate tracks this time. I can just... I'm not going to edit that out. That's too much work. But
my episode, everything just gets reducted. Come on.
Yeah, if I edit all the nonsense out, this podcast would be like 30 minutes long.
Which would probably be a lot better.
I guess. One thing at a time.
I think some people enjoy the shenanigans, and I think the people that don't just don't listen, which is fine.
Or they don't after they send me a message or put a message on iTunes or whatever.
Send me the messages.
With their 1, 2, and 3-star reviews.
Oh, I wish they would send me the messages.
Reviews are reviews.
I guess.
Let me voice my opinion, which ultimately won't do anything, and then leave, which also won't ultimately do anything.
I would just respond with 40K Karen memes.
God. Other things is the multi-melta becomes a heavy 2.
Just the multi-melta, not the melta rifle, right?
Yeah, just the multi-melta.
Because it has 2 barrels. I mean, yes.
Hey, they finally gave twin las cannons 2 shots.
True.
And twin las cannons came out in like 3rd edition.
Yeah.
And it was like, why don't they get 2 shots? No, there's 2 barrels, so they get to re-roll if they miss.
Yeah. But people would roll 2 dice anyway because it's one of them is the re-roll.
Yeah, I know. That always pissed me off.
And then, in addition, they get the +2 to their damage if it's under half range or within half range. So it's instead of just a D6 or 2D6 take the highest, it's a D6 +2. So you're doing a minimum of 3 damage.
Yeah. 3 to 8. So pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Apparently they made.
Claire's an OP, but gonna play it anyway.
I've never been so glad to be in a Space Marine army in my life. I'm just saying.
Shalamanders.
Well, I have my Sisters of Battle, so.
Also very good with Melta.
And heavy bolters, which are now damaged too, even though now heavy intercessors are have 3 wounds.
And flamers.
And the Hunter Killer Missile is now strength 10.
Yeah, that really made me like pine for my Iron Hands army where I had just, you know, I had extra points, so I had like 4 Hunter Killer Missiles, and now I'm like, damn. Although now you can do it, you just take a bunch of rhinos, throw Hunter Killer Missiles on them.
I forgot they can take them. God.
Almost any Imperial vehicle can take a Hunter Killer missile.
That's actually really fun. I was thinking about that for like the White Scar army of just having like random, you know, throwaway vehicles with Hunter Killer missiles. That way you actually make use of Devastator Doctrine on turn one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just take rhinos and put them on all the rhinos.
Yeah, just, you know, have one big punch of shooting and then be like, okay, well, now I'm going to just drive up.
Space Wolves actually really want Razorbacks, so if they have Devastator Doctrine...
Well, oh, I thought wolves and angels and even an eighth, they got doctrines. It's just,
I just don't know if they're, yeah, I don't know what the new ones are going to be with these new books. I'm just thinking forward as to like the new books.
I'm assuming they're going to keep the doctrines.
I don't know.
And I'm assuming that's
because it's GW.
That's a good point. Sorry.
The Astartes chain sword gets a -1 AP.
Waiting for that to make it to CSM.
Yeah, because like one of the winners is like Khorne Berserkers.
Yeah.
But the Power Sword gets +1 strength.
That's good. That actually really helps Banshees.
Didn't it already have +1 strength?
No.
No.
Oh, no, it was straight strength, but it was damage.
No, AP -3.
AP -3, that's what it was. Yeah.
I think striking, no. I think Banshees had a +1 strength in 3rd edition. 3rd or 4th edition, wasn't it?
Yeah. One of them, yeah, sometime back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I remember they had that, because I remember they were spank 4 for a little while.
It actually does help guard. It helps guard too, because guard have power sword access, but it's like, why take it?
Yeah.
You're hitting on strength 3.
Yeah. And then one of the other examples they gave was storm shields have the 4+ invulnerable, and then they clarified, then there's the clarification that it adds 1 to the armor saving throw, not 1 to the armor save characteristic.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's what's intended to work.
Right.
That makes me sad because it means Custodian Guard squads lose their 3+ and I'd rather have a 3+ in bowl than a 2++ with a 4++.
Boo hoo.
Plus, but you can still, I mean, if they're fucking sitting in cover, they basically have like what, a 0 save? Like it's fucking fantasy. Like,
Well, fix the 0 save thing?
No, they did. One is still, they did fix it. One is always a failure.
Right, but it's still,
you're getting like any bonuses.
It just means I'm ignoring your plasma shots.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, okay.
It just means you really got hit them fucking hard before they're, you know, for they're not to save on a 2+, you know?
Yeah. But with the new rules for Melta, I mean, I'm probably going to use that more than I used to, because a lot of players use the plasma a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Melta's
Melta's a lot better now.
There's a lot more.
Almost every army.
Well, there's a lot more. Like, I feel like plasma is for very specific units where a lot more things have access to Melta just randomly. And then as a result of that, you have a lot of better delivery methods for Melta than you do with plasma. I mean, depending on faction, but that's just my general sense of it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the army, because, like, if you take Terminators, Chaos Space Marine Terminators, they have access to both with the combi weapons.
Combi plasma on them would be sick.
Yeah, because I have ten combi plasma units, but now with the Melta,
I ordered a bunch of the Horus Heresy Forge World combi weapons.
Oh, nice.
Terminators, so I can put them on Space Wolf Terminators. A bunch of combi weapons.
Yeah, and that's what I used for mine. And then now with the Flamers and the combi Flamers and the combi Meltas, I think they're all the same price at 10 points.
I think so. Might have to do some magnetizing. We'll see.
I don't know.
It's a pain in the butt to magnetize tiny little wrists, though. So I probably...
Yeah, no, don't do that. That's stupid.
That way madness lies.
Yeah.
Well, and I got the Vargard Terminators from...
Oh, those look sick.
And so I can't magnetize the whole arm. Like, if it was regular Terminators, I'd just, like... I get another box of Terminators and magnetize all the arms. Like, whatever. But you can't really do that with these, unfortunately, because it's too expensive.
Right.
And plus, I don't want to, like... There's something about snapping resin on and off via a magnet that just doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
Yeah. The other thing is that... Oh, the other thing which has caused a bit of a commotion is that they changed the way the auras work.
Mm. Age of Sigmar.
Well, even before that, because in I think it was 7th edition, the auras didn't work on the whoever
themselves.
Was
yeah.
themselves. Yeah. In 8th edition, or at least late 7th, but at least for sure 8th, all of 8th edition, they allowed the auras to work on themselves, which is why you have these tank commanders running around it or with the orders, and why you had smash captains being able to be by themselves and give themselves the whatever auras
they need. I don't see any problem with that.
I'm my own captain.
I mean, I always did think it was weird that they affected themselves, because it's like, why would your own ability affect yourself?
It's because your
entire idea is that you're an inspiring presence for others.
But like, you hype yourself up, too.
Like, do you inspire yourself, though?
Always. Every day.
Damn it.
Every time you look in the mirror.
That's right.
See, you know, our viewers so have gone up. I think of it like when you watch like Michael Jordan play basketball, right? Because I finished that documentary a couple weeks ago.
It was great.
Yeah. And I think you're watching it and you're like, he would go ham in a game, but he wasn't inspiring himself. And honestly, if you watch the rest of the team, he wasn't really inspiring them to do shit either.
Oh, I'd say he was definitely inspiring
because
himself.
Because it was...
And only himself.
Yeah, because it was like, we got to win this game. Well, guess I'll have to score 65 points.
Yeah.
And he'd go out and do it. So like, either the captain should affect himself or others, but not both. Because clearly sports has proven that it's not both. At least basketball. Football, I guess, is a little bit different because it's more – I view that as like more of a team thing. You can't really just go ham on your own and win.
No.
Game.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Kobe Bryant score 87 points or whatever the hell that was that one time.
Yes.
Good God.
I scored more points than the entire other team.
Yeah. Just about.
Yeah. It was pretty
close. And so I think a lot of people are upset about it because of that for like a solo.
You know why they're upset?
Because they ran like a lot of smash captains. Well,
we fear
true.
Change.
People don't like change. It's a good change.
It is. I actually like it.
I'm not saying it's not.
And they also don't want to have to change their lists. That's the real fear of the change is that. Oh,
then they have,
this doesn't work.
Because now they have to figure out what's good.
Right.
Well, it actually will make Space Marines less of a problem.
How am I supposed to run artillery lists? Well, I don't know. You could try to run them without the buff and see if it works because everything else is now without their buffs, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stop talking crazy, John.
I know. Sense is a hard thing for some people to understand.
Well, now you combine that with the other thing they announced, which was the new core.
Yeah, the auras only affect the core, right?
The core keyword. And they give some examples like Chaos Terminators, bikes, things like that. Let me see real quick.
Look, the trainers have been telling us for a year, you don't skip leg day and you got to work your core.
Yep.
Yes.
And GW is just trying to make sure we're all healthy in our time of need during quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sure that's it.
Focus on the core.
Focus on your core. But for example, they give examples like Terminator squads, Lich Guard, bike squads, Tomb Blades, as having the core keyword, and that some vehicles may have the core keyword.
Terminators have the core keyword.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. So I'm wondering what's going to determine what gets that keyword, because it's not the same as troops. It's not the same as troops or fast attack. It's something separate.
They said it was – one of the comments I remember in the article was they said it's primarily infantry.
Primarily infantry, yes.
Right, like heavy intercessors have the core keyword.
Right. Zero Tau units will have the core keyword.
Well, that makes sense considering we don't have commanders that give us inherent rerolls, except for close combat, stupidly enough.
Yes.
That's fine.
It is a stupid race.
Jesus. I mean, you're really getting into that Inquisitor cosplay, huh? Jeez.
It's just going
yes.
Drive me closer. I want to hit at Tom with my sword.
You know where I live, bitch. Come at me, bro.
Well, somebody.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have any speculation on what. And the reason they have the core is they kind of want the auras to only affect, some of the auras are only going to affect, or some of the abilities are going to only affect units that have the core keyword. Mm-hmm. And the example they use, the repulsor, it does not have the core keyword, so they can't benefit from the captain's right of battle or whatever.
Which I think, you know, some people will be upset about, but again, like...
But I think that's why they're upset.
I would say then they're just a Space Marines player, because anybody who's not a Space Marine player... No, seriously, think about it. Anybody who's not a Space Marine player, and maybe Guard Tank Commanders, maybe, but, you know, shouldn't be upset with this, because, again, the incredible amount of redundancy and efficiency is what makes Space Marines good. That coupled with the fact that they have some serious killing power at their hands. Like, a lot of factions have killing power, but it's the ability to use it efficiently that hamstrings it. That's why Space Marines are good. So if you cut back on that redundancy, now it also makes sense, too, why they're fine with having a -1 modifier. Because guess what? A lot of things are using your rerolls. And so now hitting that 4 up is a lot more difficult than it looked before.
Yeah, because it looks like if it's mostly infantry, then a lot of the vehicles which will affect a lot of the well, in this edition not so much, but in previous edition when people would castle, which you can still do if you have some outflanking elements, but it's not as effective as in previous editions.
Not to mention, wasn't there like multiple sources of, you know, 40K content out there that suggested that 9th edition, based on what we're seeing with the rules, would actually be very vehicle heavy.
Yeah, I mean, that was generally the initial thoughts.
And see, here's the thing. So now there's a bit of a balance going on, because it's like, yeah, sure, vehicles are going to work great in this edition, but, you know.
But they may not get the benefit of whatever bonus the captain gives or whatever.
Exactly.
But that means if some vehicle gets it, who would you give it to? It's probably going to be transports.
Yeah, I could see that. Although, transports can make impulsor spam even more annoying.
I guess.
I don't think they'd give transport, because like, it also depends on which faction's transports you're talking about, right? Like, certain transports for certain factions are just nasty. Wave serpents.
Well, maybe it depends on the army. Like, for Imperial Guard, are you going to give all their vehicles core? Or not all of them, but like Lehman Russes and Chimeras?
Well, it depends if Bobby's listening. If he's listening, I'm going to give him nothing. No, but if you know, and actually, in all honesty, I think what'll happen is with Guard, my guess is infantry will get the core stuff, blah, blah, blah. Tank commanders will have their rules specifically interact with other Lehman Russes, but they won't benefit themselves.
Oh, because of the aura thing.
And they're only going to be able to benefit with other tanks.
Right, hey, which almost...
You should just subscribe. We have somebody who's subscribed on Twitch.
For two months.
Nice.
Thanks, no, Ish. Yeah, but for the tank commander, people may not take him now because he can't buff himself up. Like, because he would give himself the order of whatever, and then there's that too. If he can't benefit from the orders, then
don't tank commanders hit on two?
The hit on throws.
Yeah.
Then maybe that'll change the order.
The order you give them is so that they can reroll ones when they hit.
It could be then, I mean, because one of the things they touted was like, the captain is not going to give himself a reroll, but he's hitting on a 2-up, so he's pretty good as it is.
Yeah, but that's a Space Marine captain.
That's a Space Marine captain.
True, but I mean, I could see them, not to mention which, like, I don't know.
They're not going to give Guard a 2+ to hit weapon skill or ballistic skill.
Yeah.
Pass, but that doesn't, I guess that's...
But he's a special character.
But he's still just a human.
Just a human.
What are you trying to say, John?
If Astartes hit on a 3-up, and you have to be like a super Astartes to hit on a 2+, then no regular human should ever hit on a 2+. None.
I'm gonna counter with Solar Macarius.
No.
Again, special
Even
character.
Solar Macarius shouldn't hit on a 2+. Alexander the Great in space still would not hit on a 2+.
Actually.
No, he is.
No, I know. I'm just...
He even dies because his armies don't want to go anymore.
I know. Unknown. I've been around a while. I've been around, you know.
It's not just for you, John. I've seen some things. For the edification of everybody else.
You know what? Other people should read.
Is that the theme for today?
That, children, was how John ended illiteracy.
Man. Oh my God.
This is an 18th century Europe. Everybody should be literate. Read a book.
We should, yes.
Doesn't mean they are.
They're easier to control.
Ironic.
So we'll see who else gets the keyword. I'm pretty I'm curious what other units they give it to.
Yeah,
and I think cavalry.
God, rip. That's who. They probably would.
They need it. I don't know.
They need something, man. If this book's gonna come out, and they're gonna forget to put the Thunderwolf cavalry page in.
I thought you were saying the Thunderwolves wouldn't get it.
Wolfen.
That's why I said.
Wolfen should be core. If Murder Fang is your warlord, but you're not allowed to make Murder Fang your warlord, which sounds like something GW would do.
It does. They'll probably make Death Company and Sanguinary Guard core.
That would be stupid. They're not a core unit. That'd be as dumb as making Thunderwolf.
Well, what defines a core unit then?
Something that is the core of your army. If you could build an army around it, but see, that's the problem. Is they change like how you could build an army, and so therefore core units are now like this, like wildly shifting thing.
Yeah. So they
should Sanguinary Guard be able to be the core of your army?
I don't know. Like, but you can make an army of it at your core.
Right.
I mean, that's what I guess the confusion. I mean, they mentioned that the cores are most commonly represented by units of light infantry, though that doesn't always mean it's troops.
Do light troops just have fancy jetpacks and wings?
I don't know, they put the heavy intercessors as core.
Well, they're
but are they? Are they?
They're intercessors. They're going to be a troop choice. They have not broken from that at all. Intercessor, assault intercessor, and I'm going to assume heavy intercessor will all be a troop's choice because they are intercessors, which are like the standard line troops in the Primaris line of call special troops.
So like they mentioned, Terminators and bike squads. So those would be a core for something like Deathwing. Or White Scars with the bike squads. So
White Scars, yes. Dark Angels.
But that's why I'm saying Death Company could be a core for Blood Angels.
Yeah, because they're a consistent part of that force.
But they're not a large part of that force.
But they don't need to be. Terminators aren't a large part of a force.
Yeah.
They are depending on the chapter.
Okay, then
Space Wolves have a ton of them.
Well, the same thing goes for Blood Angels, then. Depending on the chapter, they can take a large number of Death Company.
Blood Angels?
People like Blood Angels? They've had their best HQs have been Finecast or Metal for the last 30 years.
Or dead.
Dante, the oldest chapter master in existence, is still the same model from, like, I remember seeing in a store when I was six.
Yeah.
Well, that's just them keeping the game in line with the fluff. You know, it's symbolism. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then.
So what about Death Watch, then? Everything's core? Because they can make squads. I guess it doesn't matter.
Death Watch isn't worth talking about.
Damn.
But those groups are excited.
When has it ever been relevant?
Those groups are excited because they get all the Intercessor stuff now, or all the Primaris stuff.
They're excited because they threw them scraps from the table because that's all they've ever been getting.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I know.
But sometimes those scraps are tasty, John.
Yeah. Sometimes they taste like intercessors.
I'm just loving the Danny reaction corner right now.
What is it? Not another teen movie with the
I've never watched it.
Like, oh my god, it's so really? Funny. The original, yeah, the nine other team movie where it's just like, he's like, I don't know, man. I'm just the token black character. My job is just to be, is just to sit in the corner and be like, damn, or that's whack.
Yeah, I've never watched those. I've never watched the spoof scary movies. Stuff? The scary, yeah, the spoof movies.
Really?
The
scary movie. Scary Movie 1 and 2 is good. Everything nice. After that, after the Wayans brothers leave.
I don't know about you sometimes, John.
I've actually seen Scream.
I've watched that's that not what we're talking about.
I know, but like I've seen the movie that they spoofed.
It's like,
I mean, we make fun of Tom because he doesn't watch like mainstream movies, but
I don't watch Tom not watching mainstream movies.
Yes, you have.
I make fun of people who think mainstream movies are bad because they're mainstream.
Okay, that's different.
I'm not saying these movies are bad. I'm saying I haven't seen them.
I know. That's why I'm saying. That's why I'm kind of surprised.
You make fun of me for not having seen certain classics.
Okay. Look,
yes.
Yes, because they're classics.
Yes.
Are you telling me that you think actual classic films that are studied at film school are on the same level as Scary Movie and Teen Movie? And then I should feel bad for not having seen Teen Movie or Scary Movie when there are literal classic films you've not seen?
I guess you decide that they're not classic films. Why is that your call?
I'm going to recall.
Because I took a class in college on film.
DC. One. And the technology from the iPod is there. So who are you to judge? I'm using this loose example to prove a point and let the audience take it from there.
What's an iPod? Right. I never had one of those.
I mean,
you had a Zune?
I did actually.
No, I don't think I had a Zune. I had something else, but like I never really used it because I just didn't care.
It's free.
Tom had one.
It's free.
No, I didn't have a Zune. Yeah. I never had an iPod.
It really good sound cool.
I had an iPod.
I had an iPod for sure. I actually had a mini disc player in high school.
Me too.
I had a tape player. I had a Walkman.
Let's say, did you carry around your 8-track with you, or?
No, that was in the car. Nice. My grandfather had an 8-track in his car.
Amazing.
Fair enough.
I mean, this was in the 70s, so.
Look, there was an 8-track in my house growing up.
And there was see, there you tapes. Go. Oh, yeah, your dad would have an 8. Yes, your right. dad definitely.
Oh, your dad, oh, yeah.
My dad was born in 45, like, my mom born in 47. They absolutely had a record player and an 8-track player and yep. a VHS until, like, they moved out of that first house, or that house that I grew up in.
Yeah. So did my parents.
Yeah.
Did you play jazz? Sorry, throwback.
So, another.
I really that's a real much.
Not a real thing. I think we should go back to just three people.
Sorry, John. It's been a good run.
Yeah, I'm the one we're going to cut.
Well, don't tell me. You hired me to be
at least this is entertaining for us.
Somebody gave bits and they feel ignored. I'm sorry, dude. I don't even know if we know what bits are. So, you gave bits. Oh, cheers. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. Sorry, like, man. We're not blaming you. We literally just don't really know what we're doing.
We use Twitch. We just don't know what it is.
We are the reason we will not be successful.
This is true. You know what? We can always guarantee you that we will never hide something behind a paywall.
That is very true.
You'll always get to hear our entire episode, no matter who's on, who we interview. Yeah. We're not going to hide anything behind a paywall. I'm not going to write articles explaining, like, how to use these terrible units and claim that it's good advice and that you should pay me for it. Because that has never happened. I promise you, never. You're going to find that anywhere on Facebook.
At least not in our area. But another thing that happened, another development was, and I know John will have opinions about this, is that BC developed a new feature for their app, BCP, and it's basically a score tracker for 9th edition.
Yeah, I had a question actually get PM'd to me about that already.
Yeah.
The question was, when the app crashes, do we lose all our game data too?
I'm going to go with probably.
Yeah.
Wait.
It depends how they store the data, I guess.
Wait, are you guys talking about coast bearings?
Yes, coast bearings.
I don't understand what the B's there for. What's the B stand for? I thought they were just coast. Oh, I thought they were just coast bearings.
That is so forced. It hurts to listen to.
I still appreciate it.
I'm going to go with the response that makes me feel good. So, thanks, Joe.
Which, ironically, is coming from me for once. Yeah, so, I got a couple of messages. Actually, people asked me that, and I was like, I know you're just trying to get a rise out of me, so I'm not going to respond to this like that.
I mean, that's actually kind of a valid question, though.
It is. If and when it stops working, do you then lose the data, or is it like backed up separately, and this could actually be a way they could recover things in a timely manner for the first time ever?
Well, I haven't used it because we don't play games out in California right now.
Right.
Or we haven't. And when we do play, we actually played a different game.
It was glorious.
But
Apex Legends.
And I used that plus so I'm curious how different it is from ITC Battles, because I know ITC Battles recently updated their stuff to 9th. But I don't know if ITC Battles integrates with BCP anymore. I know they did before, but I don't know about now.
App Wars, the second worst 40K centric war of 2020.
What's the first, John?
Store Wars, Pasadena. Store Wars Pasadena is the worst.
Which I have more information about.
Living in Pasadena and being a gamer.
Which I have information about, but we can talk about that later.
I literally don't care. It's stupid. Everybody's stupid.
Everybody's stupid. I think that's the theme for today. But it, as you can tell, John's excited.
Would I play with you if you paid me? No.
It depends what you mean by play.
It's like Snyder's fake account or something. Like,
no, I don't know what it is, but no. The answer is no.
You're giving me vibes. I don't like vibes.
I'm not giving vibes. I'm just not for sale.
No.
That's a bald-faced lie.
Everyone is for sale. Everyone is for sale. Yes. No one can afford it.
I literally stopped doing something today that was free money. I told you about this. Told you about this in the chat.
I don't remember this at all.
I think I remember.
Mm-hmm. I literally just went, you know what? Not worth it.
See, I would argue that you valued your time more than you valued the money you're getting, which meant that you were still not bought enough.
Maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't enough
compensation. Apex with us. That's a maybe.
Yeah.
You see, I don't want to actually meet people, so that's fine, because I'm not actually meeting you if we play Apex.
We've only been more burned once by that.
That was a long time ago, too.
Yeah. But just for where everybody's at right now, John is apparently building a Space Wolves army.
No, I'm continuing to build the Space Marine
Army. Continuing. Right.
I'm just changing it to be more focused on what could be used as Space Wolves. I already have.
Well,
I've had Bjorn and Murderfang built for a long time. My Leviathan was built and partially painted for a long time.
But you're building arms. You're building non-chapter specific, though.
Yes. It's black, teal, tan, and then I put Space Wolf stuff on it sometimes. Actually, the chapter decal I'm using is the Long Fangs symbol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I'm building a Deathcore Kree because apparently they're still getting a list. That was one of the books. Also, one of the books previewed was that the Forge World book.
Why are you always building the worst shit?
Because it gets me mentioned on Chapter Tactics, apparently. Because if you listen to the team episode, Pablo mentions me.
What's a team episode?
Oh my God, Pablo mentioned you! I'm so happy for you.
He mentioned me as he wonders
that
how
dude who plays shit.
Yes. No. Well, sorta.
He
doesn't say that exactly. He wonders how I can play for so long and not get better.
Damn, that's a relatively solid burn.
Could you actually try for once?
I guess that I would have to do that. I'd have to try.
You could try for once.
I don't know. With all these models that I got from the Shark Tank, I probably could try.
What did you get?
That's HammerheadGames.net.
It's a bunch of chaos stuff, so really it's not going to win. But I was like a Charybdis, a bunch of Derridaeos, a bunch of Terminators. Actually, the Terminators might work. It's a bunch of, and it's all painted black Legion colors. So
I feel like Diamond Unknown in the chat is a student of mine.
I was trying to get some specific vibes.
Yeah. That's fun.
You're all getting to
bail.
I know John's going to cut out now.
No, I'm right here.
So I'm building a Deathcore. The Forge World book was announced. Some people noticed that it has about 30 less data sheets than the previous books.
Oof.
So we'll see. We'll see what you. Well, they cut out Renegades and Heretics and Elysian Drop Troops. So that's a chunk of pages.
Dropped out Elysians?
Yeah, they dropped the Elysians. They only kept Deathcore.
Yeah. Well, because Elysians are essentially military Tempestus now, right?
Yeah. Or you can play them as that, yeah. And then I'm hoping the Renegades and Heretics get something in the future. Even if it's just like an index, or a White Dwarf index army. But
I don't know. I still feel like those Blackstone cultists were a test run.
Right, but they can still do an index, a White Dwarf index army, which would only take up a few pages in White Dwarf instead of putting out a whole book. But I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. I mean, all the Marine books will more or less be out by the end of the year. So yeah. We'll see what comes out after that. But I'm building Deathcore, and then
Ish says he wishes they would redo Vestroians.
Oh my god!
Oh god, that'd be great.
It was I've seen some very beautiful Vestroian armies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the players who choose those to play love those, and they like dedicate the time to really making them look awesome.
Yeah, we had that one player that used to go by at the store.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. There was one locally.
Yeah, and they look really nice. He always came in last, but because he'd go to the RTTs, that's where we'd see him. But he'd still show up, and he beautiful army, all metal.
I love heavy. Playing against that army.
Danny, are you working on anything, or are you just filling out your Tyranids?
Filling out Tyranids. I need a lot more Zone Thropes. I need to actually build and paint some of my Zone Thropes and Warriors and stuff like that.
Right. I have
extras.
I actually have a box for you.
I know you do.
You owned like 15 of them, didn't you, or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're with Tom. They're with Tom.
I have a lot.
It's dangerous. Keep things with Tom.
I've become the shipping and receiving center for TFT Radio, apparently.
Well, yeah, you're like in the center.
For any of my stuff.
Well, that's because you live next door to each other, practically.
That's because I don't trust anybody.
That was that too.
It has nothing to do with distance and everything to do with trust.
Trust nobody. Suburban Pasadena.
And then, Tom, are you working on anything? I don't even know anymore. Are you still working on your Alpha Marines?
Yes, I'm still working on my Alpha Marines. I am pausing that to get super into Conquest, which is thanks to you. And then
I didn't do anything. All I know is you owe me money.
Yes, and then supposedly, I am painting, well, I have the white scars that I'm going to paint for us, and then apparently I'm painting something else, I think. Oh, I have to finish the Eldar at some point. And then... Yeah.
John's doing the Necron because according to him he's a better painter.
I am true. A better painter.
Fine, because I don't have time. Like I'll give him back.
I'm not saying Tom is a bad painter, which I think is how that came across when I said it originally. I'm just saying I was better.
I think that whole day was you gave a quick clip response because you were busy and I was having a really, really shitty day. Probably. And so I was just
because I came back to that like 15 minutes later and I was like, why the fuck is Tom all mad at me?
Yeah, that was a good day.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I'll paint them. It's fine. I'm actually feeling like painting stuff, so. And okay. I have some really cool ideas for the Sandy Crons.
Okay, because I have my Indominus half to give you of the Necron stuff. So I'm not going to paint them. but I think that's where we're at with armies, if we ever get to play games.
I know, right? That's the hardest part. I keep saying, y'all can come out to Van Nuys. But you won't.
Hey, I've been wanting to, but for reasons, I cannot.
Yes, I understand.
It depends which part of Van Nuys you're in.
The part you don't like.
So all of it?
Damn.
Something like that.
My wife used to live in Van Nuys when we were dating, so. I don't know how much has changed in 20 years, 25 years.
Not too much.
Okay, yeah. Police cars used to drive through her apartment complex every night.
Drive through it? Yeah. Like through the walls and stuff?
Like cruise through the driveway to...
Oh, okay. They drive by.
They drive through the driveway.
They would drive through the walls?
Yes.
Through the window.
Do they drive through the walls?
Hey, why did John say that twice?
I don't know.
It didn't sound anything like me.
I couldn't tell.
Wait, that was you?
So, going through, as I mentioned online, we are having a contest. Luckily, Gameology Pasadena is providing the prizes, which is a Codex, a Necron, and a Space Marine Codex. The contest we are going to have is titled "Where's Salty?"
No, we're not.
Johnson, I'm saying no like a Republican. It doesn't mean it's not true.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to go there.
No, please don't. Tom's already gone off the deep end.
I know.
I'm not going to say that.
Which is surprising.
When you cut it out, I don't want you to cut it out. I want you to put beep. like a Kevin and Bean show from the 90s.
I will stop and I will clarify that I hate everyone. Doesn't matter what color party it is, I hate
I may have to include like a 5-second delay like in radio shows.
Followed up with audio, super audio of you, John, and Danny going, whoa.
That sounds like way too much work.
It is.
Just lose a couple people. Who cares?
But the contest is called "Where Salty." Nope. I'm gonna post on Friday, or by the time you hear this, it'll probably already be up. If you go to our Facebook page, just look up TFG Radio. I'll post a picture up, and you just have to tell me where John is in the picture.
But it doesn't have to be in these pictures.
Don't worry about it, John.
This is the worst goddamn thing ever.
Just sit there and you look pretty.
Just sit there. So
your
all we need,
all
we need.
Aren't that great? How are you going to do this?
Oh, don't worry about that. You
You just sit there and you look pretty.
Goddamn! I got to unfriend Adam as best I can for the hell of a goddamn Facebook tab.
You're not wrong.
Okay, so I'm gonna put up the picture. You just have to give me an answer where you think John is, and the best answer, right or wrong, the two best answers will win the codex. The best answer will get their choice, and the second best will get whichever codex is left.
I'm just gonna create a sock puppet account and win.
That's you can do that too. Whatever you want to do, John.
I want these books. I probably do want both.
Actually, yes, we do because we're building a Necron army, so we got to know what to add to it.
That's what she's not going to do.
And again, that's provided by Gameology Pasadena. You can go to their website at gameologygames.com, where they do have online sales and they will ship to wherever you're at. So you don't need to be in the Southern California area; it can be basically from anywhere. Same with the Shark Tank. So I'll have that up on today's Thursday, the night of recording. I'll probably have that up Friday or Saturday, but by the end of the weekend for sure.
Why would it not be tomorrow? You're not working.
I am always working on the days I'm supposed to work officially.
Right, but you're from home, so like you can have.
I am open in the background. Always working hard from the company.
I managed to get the thing uploaded to YouTube the day after.
I need to sleep. I need my beauty sleep.
Jesus Christ.
All this just doesn't happen, John.
All this magic.
Yes.
I mean, I'm glad Danny qualified with saying magic, because when you said all this doesn't just happen, I was really lost.
I'll have it up on when the episode goes up. I'll have it up. Just go to the Facebook page. You put your answer in the Facebook post. I'll pin it to the top, so you'll be able to find it. And we'll actually announce the winners in the next episode 2 weeks from now, which should be the first week of October, or October 1st, I think, if we keep to the schedule. Hmm. So give us your answers, and then once the books are released, we'll send them out to you, or we'll have actually Gameology Policy.
Do we know when those books are being released?
We don't.
Oh, so you get them someday.
No, you'll get them. They'll be mailed out the day of the release. So.
Assuming we still have a society in which we follow calendars.
With post office that functions.
All right, I'm going to mute Tom now.
No, I'm talking about a post-apocalypse, like, because 2020 sucks. I'm not making a joke.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm just assuming that we're not going to be able to send it via USPS, so you should expect, like, I don't know, a drone.
And now John is muted.
All I'm saying is that I think everybody needs to just, put apps in chat for Kevin Costner, and that we really should have listened to him in the late 90s, well, early 2000s.
Hey, did you ever read the book, The Postman?
Yeah, it's like the book.
The book is actually really legit.
Yes.
The book's really good. And honestly, I like The Postman better than Waterworld.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I liked Waterworld. I don't know what you're all talking
about. I don't know. I worked on the Universal show, so.
Waterworld was fine, but you know what the problem was? Nobody likes Kevin Costner.
Well, yeah.
I'm just gonna say it, like, you know what I mean?
I mean, I prefer the Waterworld show at Universal Studios,
yes,
as opposed to the movie.
Yeah. No, but the Postman book, if you like sci-fi and post-apocalyptic sci-fi, dystopian, whatever. Like, I don't like using the term dystopian because everybody thinks we're talking about like that Divergent shit, which is trash.
Oh, God.
If you like those kind of novels, The Postman, the novel, is really good.
Ooh.
Very good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then watch the movie and be sad.
No.
Oh, my God. So good.
I was so mad when I...
The book.
Did you guys see my post about The Wise Man's Fear today?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I was
didn't.
So mad. I finished the book last night, and then I looked up when I went to buy the third one. I was like, "Cool, I'll buy the third one." And I'm like, I know there's a third one. What the hell? It hasn't come out yet. It was supposed to be released on August 20th, and this guy, I'm getting George R. R. Martin all over again. I started reading the fucking Game of Thrones books in 2006. God. And I'm still waiting to finish that thing. And now I got started on this other series, which is awesome. And I read finished the last one last night, and I go to buy the third one. I'm like, it's not even out?
Yeah.
Why are these guys got to suck so bad? That other book was published in 2011. What's he been doing for 8 years? 9 years. What's he been doing for 9 years?
I don't know, living off the royalties, I guess.
God damn.
Waiting.
Anyway.
More importantly, the Mandalorian new season trailer dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, like everyone's like, yeah, no, that makes me feel
good. Yeah, that'd be good. You know, we were talking about this. The only bright spot I've seen in 2020, I agree with, I think it was Tom said this, has been TV.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
TV's
right.
Been really good this year.
Mm-hmm. The Boys new season is awesome.
Yep.
Yes.
Watchmen was great.
Yep.
The other one, HBO, the Lovecraft one.
Lovecraft Country.
Lovecraft Country.
Raised by Wolves.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Good, yeah.
There's been so much good, actual, stuff put out, and not on TV, but, on what is, legitimate new TV, because nobody gives a shit about TV.
Right.
Yeah. The word will change. By the time we have grandchildren, and
the Netflix, HBO, Disney Plus stuff has been so good so far. the shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, I mean, luckily with everybody staying home, that it's like that. Because imagine if they had nothing but sucky shows and you had to stay home.
Right. I'm not even a huge basketball fan, and the Michael Jordan documentary was awesome.
Good documentary.
Lakers and Lakers are Lakers and Clippers are Clippers, losing a 3-1 advantage.
Yeah. that made me laugh.
Thanks for bringing something back to normalcy, Clippers.
Hey man, you got to enter that fifth decade of no finals appearances real strong. You got to appreciate the consistency.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
See, at least in baseball they got curses.
I don't know what the Dodgers one is.
I don't know what the curse is, but they got to break it soon because this shit's pissed me off.
As a former Diamondbacks player, I'm just going to sit here and smile. Or
player. Yeah, nice try, buddy.
It's a lot about my past, you guys will know.
I mean, you could have been. Nice, we don't know. Nobody knows who plays on the Diamondbacks.
Were you not only a baseball player, but also drove a Cadillac?
Yep. Oh, my God.
With your model. Dude, that's where I was going.
Former model?
Yeah.
I forgot to clarify that my Little League team was the Diamondbacks, but I also...
My favorite Little League team was the Blue Jays.
My Little League team was the Dodgers, and our team color was actually green.
What?
Yes.
Jank ass Little League team did you play in?
This is in the early 80s, so I don't know what
the jerseys even Africa didn't want. Like, good grief.
Damn, Tom. What?
Tom, you need to stop.
You're in a bad place, man. It's all right.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. And on that note, we'll see you guys never again because we're about to get wrecked on Twitch. Not loud back.
I guess I need to kind of revisit the toolkit here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll end it on that.
Jesus, I don't think there's any coming back from that. I mean, that's just a show killer, isn't it?
Oh, hey, Ben Cheerwin is creating tactic videos for Warhammer 40K Patreon.
Yes, he is.
Came up on my Facebook feed.
It's called War something.
Is this the Doritos guy?
No, yes. It's the guy who lost. No, Ben Cheerwin's first round of Grey Knights on Grey Knights.
No, but he's the Doritos guy. He's the guy that put Doritos on the base of his Eldar flyers.
I know.
That guy? Oh.
I know.
But, yeah, it's called War Academy or Academy
Advanced
something?
Advanced Warfare 40K. Although there it kind of looks like Advanced Warfare 40%.
Maybe that would be your win rate after you take his class.
Oh.
You'd be lucky if
that's your win rate. I mean, that's not – I mean, considering my win rate, that's actually pretty good.
Okay, if you're somebody who pays for 40K advice, you're going to be happy with 40% win rate.
That's what I'm talking about, yes.
Damn.
But it does. The logo looks like Advanced 40K 40% almost. Advanced Warfare 40%. Like, I get that it's supposed to be a K, but, like, if you just glance at it real quick, it totally looks like a percent sign. Like, if you're not somebody who plays Warhammer 40K... Or, like, you didn't know what it was because Advanced Warfare 40%. Yeah, dude, that's a bad logo. You got to redo that, bro.
Well, I'm pretty sure they listen, so.
I don't think Ben listens.
No, I didn't say Ben, but someone that knows him does.
Are they going to care?
Yes.
Why would Ben care?
So what you're saying is that John's going to get more of a storm for what he said about a guy's logo than I did for everything else I said tonight.
Probably.
Probably, because the 40K community is a bunch of babies. Did you see what happened with Texas?
No. Man, we're just there.
Getting all the notes, huh?
Oh, you're right, John. It does look like 40%.
Thank you. It is not me being salty or weird. I'm making a legitimate point. You should fix that part of your logo.
Yeah, it looks like, it's 40%. Yes.
John, I think your professional courtesy will be taken as an uncouth insult to their integrity, so just saying.
As usual, whatever.
Yeah, John's
it doesn't matter as long as I'm right.
Okay, apparently we're rambling. So we'll just call it. I'm calling it.
Time of death, 9:46 p.m.
Time of death, yes. Actually, it's a little bit. It's a little bit before, but it took a while for a rigor mortis.
You should have called it about 25 minutes ago. I'm not lying.
Yeah, I should have. Mm-hmm.
They were still doing chest compressions.
John, we'll do Tom first.
Yes, any easier?
Tom,
you guys put a baked potato in the microwave.
Tom, any last words?
Love your family.
That I don't have to bleep out.
Just love your family.
Yeah, that's good.
Danny?
Play games, be nice to each other.
John?
No.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening once again. Don't forget our sponsors, HammerheadGames.net and The Shark Tank. I'll look for it on Facebook. And Gameology Pasadena. Just look up GameologyGames.com. For the sponsor for the contest. Don't forget to check our Facebook page for the contest. Just look up TFG Radio. And I think that's it for tonight. Good night, everybody, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Good.
Just record the outro, bro. Fuck.
No.